Hello, everyone. Today we're in 1 Samuel chapters 13, 14, and 15. In my opinion, these are some of the saddest chapters that you can read about in Scripture. You can see Saul. Watch for Saul going into a decline. Remember, he starts off with the Spirit of the Lord descending on him, and he's prophesying, and he's being very positive, and he's being very kingly. Does good things, the whole story about Jabesh-Gilead, and now he's starting to go down, and you will see that progress over the next few chapters. But he starts off with, there's still fighting the Philistines, and Samuel's supposed to show up in 7 days, and they're very worried about everything. There's problems. They don't have any weapons. They don't have any blacksmiths. They have to go to the Philistines to get anything like plowshares or goad points and things like that fixed. So they don't have anybody to make them weapons. They don't have much. So they need the Lord to step in and solve this problem for them. And they know that. They're waiting to sacrifice to the Lord. They're waiting for Samuel to get there. Well, the men start to get disgruntled, and Saul realizes it. And then Samuel just hadn't showed up. So Saul decides to take it on himself to offer the sacrifices. Remember, Saul is from the tribe of Benjamin. He is not a Levite. And so he offers those sacrifices. And just as he's finishing, up walks Samuel. And Samuel rebukes him and says, "You did something you should not have done." Then we get to chapter 14. And the first part of chapter 14 is a very positive thing. They're worried about the Philistines. They're still fighting him. And so Jonathan takes it upon himself to go and take action. He said, one way or another, if I die, that's great. If not, we're going to do this. And his armor bearer goes with him, and they ask the Lord for a sign. The Lord gives them that sign, and they have a great victory. They rout the Philistines, and then the armies chase after them. While they're chasing after them, Saul makes a foolish command that no one's supposed to eat anything. Well, Jonathan's not with the army, so Jonathan doesn't know it. Jonathan finds out eats some honey off the tip of his spear, totally innocent, and find out later Saul wants to kill him, and then the men say, no, Jonathan, with the Lord's help, is the one who did this. We're not going to do that. So they save Jonathan. Then you get to chapter 15, which is the chapter that I think is so sad. Chapter 15 is where the Lord has asked Saul to go and go and attack the Amalekites, and he wants to totally destroy them. And he explains why. The reason is because of what they did to Israel when they were wandering in the desert. Now, it's been about 500 years since that happened, and the Lord remembers that. And if you remember back when we were talking about Joshua, that he was told not to attack them at that point in time. Don't attack them. Now the Lord is wanting him to take care of this. You all know the story. Saul doesn't do what he's told. Samuel comes up and says, what have you done? And he says, oh, I had this great victory. And Samuel says, what's that sound I hear in my ears? The bleating of sheeps. Sheep, not sheeps. Anyway, and Saul realizes he's done bad. Samuel says, the Lord is taking this away from you. You are no longer going to be king. Very, very sad. Enjoy the reading, and tomorrow we're going to meet David for the first time. Have a good evening. God bless you.